views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teaching on the planet to help you discover true empowerment. Good afternoon, Sabrina.
Hello, Christine.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're doing all right. And I say we because I feel like I'm not alone.
So tell us a little bit more about that. Do you have somebody hiding in the closet there?
Well, hopefully not. Actually, that's interesting that you say that, though, because I drew a goddess oracle card yesterday. Or no, it was actually an ascended master's oracle card yesterday, and it said, come out of the closet.
Oh, that's funny.
And I didn't know I was hiding in there, but apparently I might be. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. So no, I don't think there's anyone in the closet. It's been an interesting few days. I know you're busy. We're both busy getting our deadline met with our book proposals. And my daughter's wedding is on Saturday, so I'll be seeing you soon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Your daughter's getting married.
She's getting married.
16 candles, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so hard to believe. She feels like she's 16. I don't know what happened.
Well, she's so petite and so delicate. She's absolutely beautiful, too. She looks younger than she is, but she's, what, 23 now?
Yes. Yeah. She'll be 24 soon. So, yeah. Not too bad.
No. And, you know, that's older than I was when I got married. And, you know, she's such a wonderful young woman. And, I think it's exciting that she's getting married. And, you know, Zach is pretty cool.
He is. I really couldn't have asked for a better son-in-law. And, you know, I never really set clear intentions of what type of son-in-law I wanted because it just seemed like she wasn't ever going to really settle down. And lo and behold, I received someone that I think, you know, is just ideal. He's open-minded and I can have conversations with him. And he's about the only one in the family that doesn't look at me really strangely. So it's kind of nice to have an advocate on my side.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of strange, so you've been feeling like you've got some sort of energetic support, shall we call it, surrounding you?
Yeah, I guess that's what I would call it. It's been very strange. I'm not used to feeling this way unless if I have stepped off of a cruise ship. And that's the only thing that I can equate it to is after you've been on cruise and you acclimate to the sea water, when you get on land, you tend to have that swaying. It's more of an internal swaying. It's not an external, not really visible to most people, I don't think. Anyway, it's like a twitch in the eye, you know?
Well, perhaps the aliens just let you off the spaceship.
You know, it could be. We finally docked. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you came down in time for the show.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, I have no idea what's going to happen today. I know you and I are just going to throw some stuff out there and see what catches, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey for me as well. You and I are both working on our book proposals. Now, when you look at, you know, what goes into a book proposal, you think, okay, not a problem. I can do that. I can do that piece. I can do that piece. Sitting down to do all that stuff, oh my goodness, it's time consuming and intense. And, you know, the way you and I tend to work is we open up to the flow, which means we do get that energetic support. And, you know, I found myself staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning some nights just because I'm in the flow and it feels right. And, just, you know, having some strange sensations, like feeling like I need to drink lots and lots of water, and, you know, sometimes feel like my crown chakra is going nuts, you know, the creepy crawly sensation on the top of my head. And mm-hmm. it's sort of fun and kind of intense.
Well, and that's just letting us know that, you know, we're doing what we need to be doing. And the other thing that we do, not only just working in the flow, is we tend to wait till the last minute.
Yeah. And the last minute with this is like the last couple of weeks beforehand, but which makes it a marathon.
It does. It, you know, it's a lot of pages that you're putting together, a lot of information, and a lot of work goes into it. And I think, you know, a lot of people have a book inside them. I think everybody has a book inside them because everybody has a story to tell.
Absolutely.
But to actually take the steps to take it from just idea to publication, there's a lot of steps in between here and there. It doesn't just instantly manifest. And it can be fun and playful, but there's going to be a little work along the way.
Right. So, you know, whatever guidance we're getting from beyond, they probably understand that we humans have to do a little bit of efforting to manifest things into the physical reality. But, you know, sometimes I feel like they're giving me more and more and more information to share. And, you know, they're often tapping me on the shoulders like, okay, you need to do a video about this topic. You know, something will come to me. And I'm thinking, really? Does that mean I have to fix my hair and makeup and then get the words out of my mouth correctly and think about what I'm going to say? And the writing, yeah, it takes a while.
It does take a while, it's important. I think right now, at this day and age, so many people are looking for more information and that guidance. And to have somebody they can relate to and say, hey, you know, they're not unlike me. And they're talking about maybe some things that I'm not sure about and outside of my comfort zone, but they don't seem to be too strange. And maybe I can open up and listen to them.
Right. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we're very fortunate. The information that we want to teach is coming from two women who have been in the mainstream, who are still in the mainstream in certain ways, who have our you know, one foot into the rational realm and the other foot into the ethereal realm, you know, communicating with the guidance from the field, you know, the guides, if you will. And that's a nice combination.
Well, it's a powerful combination for sure. And that's the thing, is I think too many people will approach any type of project with that idea that they're almost going at it alone. And that's just not simply the case. And when we're in that place and we have that belief, then that's when it is too much work. It's efforting, all the obstacles come in, and right. It seems like it's just never going to come to fruition. And just having a little bit of time to connect and allow the information to flow, you're in a whole different game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've done a lot of writing over the years, and I can absolutely force something out if I need to. My linear, logical mind can piece it together, and the energy of it, the flow of it's just not there. I really need to get into that space of allowing it to just flow.
And it's funny because you have your different hours of flow. You know, you're talking about staying up till 4 a.m, which isn't really unusual for you.
It's a little unusual that late, but yeah.
I'm sleeping soundly during that time. And then, you know, I get up and I'm at it by 9 a.m. and I go, you know, all day long. And then by the evening, I'm done, you know. So it's funny how we have our own flow times, but that's distinctive for every person.
It is. And we also, you know, every person has his or her own flow environment. For me, I just spent a week out on Orcas Island.
I'm so jealous, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It was beautiful out there. It didn't rain until the last couple of days, which was nice. But I have to tell you, I spent almost no time outside. I'd walk out a few times a day on the deck and take some deep, you know, breaths in and look at the view and then get back to work. The quiet, the isolation was good. Although I have to tell you, going into it, it was like I thought this was going to be fabulous. I got there and I felt like I was just rattling around all by myself with my cat and the at least one mouse that came out to visit. And, you know, we heard about that last week. But it took me a while to get into this, to the rhythm of being on my own and flowing within that environment. It was very nice to have that time and space.
Yeah, I know. I took a day yesterday. I went into our studio. It was closed and left Greg here at the house with the kids doing some chores, preparing for the inflow of family coming soon.
Right.
And I went to the studio, and peace and quiet for 8 hours is unbelievable what you can get done.
It is. It is. But, you know, you also end up having to face whatever's coming up. You don't have the distractions. So it's great for focusing, and it's great for bringing stuff up. It's like, oh, that's still rattling around in my mind, or I'm still feeling that feeling that, you know, is residual from last week or whatever. So it's a very powerful environment to be in, to be alone.
Yes, and it's amazing. There's a lot of people that aren't comfortable with that place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to be going to break in a few moments, but we want to encourage you to call in. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We'd love to chat with you if you've got any questions, if you want some information about how to get into vibrational alignment with what it is you want to manifest, or just want to chat with how you're stuck in your life. This is Christine Upchurch. You're on Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire.
For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we would love to hear from you. We're wanting to start doing some vibrational coaching to help people step into their authenticity by accessing information from the field and seeing exactly where they're at and where they'd like to be. And so if you'd like to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. So, Christine.
Sabrina, it was interesting when you and I started talking about this idea because, you know, you and I have been working in the healing realm for a very long time, and we're used to connecting with the information in the field and downloading and intuiting and interacting with another person sort of energetically. And it's like, oh, well, you know, you and I have been focusing a lot on the authenticity and, you know, what it means to step into wholeness, as well as focusing on the healing. And it's like, what a perfect combination putting it all together.
I agree completely. And it makes such perfect sense because, you know, to actually put a name to it and a description to it, because I think that's what we're doing anyway. When we do coach others or in our healing practice, we're talking to somebody and listening to what they have to say, and we're giving them advice or information that would help them to find their own way to their own answers. You know, we're accessing that all the time. And so now it just makes sense to have this description. When you were talking about a frequency based, I'm like, yeah, but there's a simpler word.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we're vibrational beings.
Exactly.
Basically, what we attract into our life is based on our vibration. And I know that sounds sort of esoteric and a little woo-woo to some, but really that's the truth of it. And, you know, we think that we're solid matter, but just like everything else that seems to be solid matter in our universe, in our world here, it vibrates, and so do we.
Well, and we interpret everything through vibration. You know, when we touch something, the sensory action of feeling something is vibrationally interpreted by our body. The same thing when we see something or when we hear something.
Right.
Those are all vibrational interpretations. We're just not accustomed to viewing it that way. So that's why sometimes the term vibration or vibrational can tend to sound strange to people, but it's the same thing that our emotions are guidance, but we didn't learn that till well into our adulthood.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, stop that. That's not an appropriate emotion. Young ladies don't behave that way. You know, and it's taken me a long time to get comfortable with that and to utilize the emotions and to treat it as good information. You know, and even if we get stuck, you know, with an emotion, like there's something that keeps coming up for us, if we feel that it's okay to have the emotions, it allows us the opportunity to not push it away, but rather to kind of detach and say, well, that's very interesting information. That's the third time this week that sort of thing has triggered me. What's going on? What needs to be healed?
Exactly. And that's the thing, is it when you recognize the repetitive patterns coming, use that as the opportunity to observe and to dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Because it's not for nothing. That's for sure.
And, you know, that place of detachment, that place of observation, you know, people talk about how you get to that place in meditation. And meditation is very powerful that way. You sort of pay attention to breath, and there are various approaches to meditation. But it sort of, you kind of detach from the thoughts that go through your mind, and you get to that place of observer. But you and I have learned that you can actually do that in the middle of your day. You know, you're driving along and you're getting ticked off at somebody, or you've, you know, got a thought coming up. If you just sort of get in, you can sort of step aside and say, okay, well, I'm going to observe myself having this experience. And it can be really powerful to do that because you get so much information from that.
Right. That opportunity to detach opens us up to all types of new information, and it takes out the emotional charge. And the emotion is good because it gets our awareness to begin with. But to stay into any type of emotion for far too long, it becomes a habit. And then it's just a point of your vibration acclimates to that actual point. And that's why years ago, I carried this victim vibration, and I just expected to be victimized. And I saw it time and time again, whether road rage or getting cut in line and at the grocery store, credit card companies screwing up, you know, any kind of thing right. like that. It was always something. And it stemmed from, I believe, you know, being in an abusive marriage where I didn't have the self-esteem to feel like I deserved anything other than being victimized.
Right, right. And, you know, it's funny because there are a lot of people out there who would be very offended to say, oh, you mean that person who cut me off today when I was on my way to work is something that I vibrationally attracted? You know, you and I both believe the answer is yes. But it doesn't, there's no judgment associated with that. It's actually very powerful to know when you're attracting something you don't want.
Exactly. I think that's one of the most empowering things we can experience when we go, oh, wow, okay, I just had that thought about, you know, feeling like I'm always taken advantage of. And then, bam, here comes this person that cuts me off in line.
Right, right.
And it is so empowering to go, okay, I get it now. What I focus on, regardless of what it is coming to me.
Yeah. And if you're not focused on it and it's coming to you, there's something buried within that is attracting it.
Yes, and we've had those surprises where we're like, oh my goodness, didn't we already heal and overcome those
character defects?
And here it is again.
It's like the proverbial onion, you know, you think you've dealt with it, you peel off one layer and oh my goodness, there's another layer and then there's another layer. And of course, peeling onions always makes you cry. So it's more and more to release. But it's a wonderful process because it gets you to a deeper level of clarity, and it also allows you to start opening up for a greater connection with others.
It really does. I find that, you know, we're all in this together, and with others, they're playing this important role. They're bringing additional information. They're having fun emotional experiences with you, and it becomes a lot more playful when you have this positive idea of the way we can interact with others, you know. And I see it especially right now in the U.S. with an election year. It seems like we tend to get really divided and separated and held fast into our strong opinions. But honestly, that whole paradigm is just designed to keep us separate and to keep us disillusioned. When we're all in this together, it's actually detrimental to the well-being of the people.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things that has always bothered me about most politicians is that they tend to talk about what they're going to fight against, what they're going to push against. And as you and I know, that when it comes to manifesting, when you resist something, it actually makes it stronger. Energetically, it vibrationally attracts it to you more. So if you find a politician who says, this is what I want to create, this is where I want to put the energy, this is what's important, and they're doing a lot less of that pushing away, and that's the bad guy, then from my vantage point, the one who's focusing on the positive is the one who's going to have the greatest success manifesting what they're talking about.
Yes, I agree. And it's interesting that we do tend to, as a society, as a whole, focus on what we don't want. I mean, we are ingrained with our fears so much so that we become desensitized to them.
Yeah,
we're not even sure that they're running the show, which they are. And, you know, when we can start to see this, like you say, take that step back and view it from a different vantage point, you receive more clarity about it's multifaceted, all of the different dimensions that come into place in any given situation. It's not black and white.
No, it's not. And, you know, I think that when you begin to recognize that nothing is black and white, nobody's totally good or totally bad, no idea is 100% correct. I mean, there are nuances to everything, and it may make it a little bit more difficult to navigate when you know, begin to recognize that, and you can no longer just sort of categorize your life in particular, you know, into segments like that and say, okay, I'm over here and not over there. But actually, it allows for greater connection with others when you stop, you know, thinking of others as them.
Yes, the us versus them. And, you know, it can get very heated sometimes in discussions, and it's okay to not have the same opinion. We didn't come here to all want the same thing. And that's the wonderful thing. It's an abundant universe. And so there is no limitations. And just because somebody else wants something that I don't prefer to have doesn't mean that I need to ban them from having it. I just won't have it.
Right. Of course, people will argue that, you know, somebody's going to end up getting elected, and therefore you have to, you know, make sure that your guy or your woman gets into that position of power. And there are aspects of that that I still feel connected to. I think sometimes it does matter who gets into power. But, you know, there's something about the whole system that feels difficult and unproductive.
Well, I think we've outgrown it, and so I'm looking forward to the new paradigm myself.
All right, well, we're just about at break time. Stay tuned. You're on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And we're talking a little bit today about the importance of, you know, really getting focused and clear on what it is that you want, and then accessing the support that we have available to us to do so. And what are some of the ways that you found, Christine, that you're getting some support these days?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been thinking a lot lately about how I get into that state of allowing that support. And it's really about creating ease within my body and sort of getting myself to that place of being more in the moment. So, you know, I do that through, you know, listening to music and maybe dancing a little bit, breathing deeply, sometimes stepping out into nature, not quite as often as you do, Sabrina, but I still feel a need to connect with nature. And then I just sort of get into this space where I'm just sort of alert and aware. And then sometimes what will happen for me is, you know, the top of my head will feel kind of tingly when I feel like I'm getting some downloads and tapping into that support. Other times it might just be as simple as driving in the car and having a hard day and saying, hey, you know, I need some help today.
Well, there's an endless way to receive support, and thank goodness for that. And yeah. It looks like we have Lauren from Seattle, Washington on the line. Lauren, are you there?
Hi. I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Welcome. Yeah. Hi, Lauren.
Good. Hi, Christine. Christine, I had a session with you many months ago, and it was during a time when I feel like that was one of the primary activations that just kicked my life into an entirely different vibration. And it's, you know, so much has happened since then. It's really remarkable. And one of the things that happened recently was that my guides told me that it was time for me to offer healing sessions for people. And I've never really thought of myself as a healer. I've identified more with teaching energy. And I'm very interested in processes of healing, but in terms of actually working on people with physical and emotional healing through a direct energetic transmission, I hadn't seen myself in that role, and so it was quite surprising. And we were in a bit of a conversation, and I said, "Now," and the response I got was, "Start now," Tell friends that this is happening and you're exploring it. So that's what's going on for me now, as I've just realized that I want to respond to that intuition because it felt really clear. And yet I don't have any training. And yeah. It raises a whole other set of responsibilities that are not very clear to me.
Right.
Well, let me put it more clearly. It is clear to me on an energetic level, but I'm not certain that I'm not forgetting something that I need to know cognitively before I undertake this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, when we're called to play a role, some of us resist quite a bit. I know exactly what you're talking about. I resisted, you know, years ago I heard this voice, "You're a healer," and I thought, "This is a crazy thing," and ignored it and ended up getting cancer and finding my way to healing anyway. You know, then I got guidance that I was going to be channeling in some information, and it's like, really, you know, it's hard sometimes when you're being asked to play a role. And yet you've got the wisdom, Lauren, to know that you're getting appropriate guidance. So the question becomes, is there something in particular you're guided to learn, or is this something that you're supposed to develop organically? Because, you know, that's the fundamental question at this stage of the game.
That's perfect. And I think, you know, there have been times, including when I had my session with you, and there have been a few other times when I felt like, oh, I'd love to get some more training in this, but the call wasn't super strong, or at least it felt to me like that might be something I would do in the future, but the call wasn't presently very strong. And what happened when this came through last week was that it was something for me to feel through organically, that there was...
You already have access to
something to be discovered in the process.
Right.
Something to be discovered and something new to be brought forth. And I feel like there are a lot of people that are doing that now. You know, there's tremendous shifting going on in so many ways. And whether consciously or not consciously, people are really moving a lot of energy, releasing a lot, integrating a lot of what's coming in.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm somewhat aware of that. There are times when I'm very clear and I'm downloading a lot of information as well. And then there are other times when I don't really know what's happening, but I know that I can trust it. So it does feel like something to surrender into and allow to organically arise. And I guess my big question is, as long as my intention is very clear, that the energies that come through are in the highest alignment for the person who is receiving the energies, is that a sufficient set of boundaries for me to create before going into work like this?
I suggest you let go of the fear. Fear gets in the way, the fear of the darkness. It's kind of like, you know, Kryon's got this great analogy of... okay, so you've got these two rooms that are connected by a door. And in one room, it's complete darkness. And the other room is filled with light. When you open the door between the rooms, does the darkness come in and engulf the light? No. The light enters the room of darkness. With light, there is no darkness. So I would suggest that you let go of the fear and... have some trust, and also let go of attachment to playing a particular role in people's lives and having a certain outcome, because that attachment can get in the way.
Mm.
Sabrina, what's your perspective on this?
I agree with what you're saying, Christine, and I know what you're saying. You know, Lauren, you're getting clear guidance. I'm commending you right now for following it, and good for you, because so many people don't, and I can relate to that caution around being labeled as a healer as well. And I don't see myself as a healer. I see myself as an observer. And I feel like I'm invited into a person's experience to simply observe and be present with them, like bear witness and allow them to come into alignment and receive the healing that's appropriate for them without me influencing and having an attachment to the outcome. I think what the guidance that you received, it sounded like let your friends know. Friends are wonderful. They're often very accommodating and helping us. And I would say just start playing with it. That's the most important thing. Just play and observe and try not to get inundated with all the thoughts of what could go wrong and the fear. Like Christine pointed out, it's just fear. And we all have it.
Right. And, you know, one of the fears that people have, and you should tell me, Lauren, if this is... on target with you, some of us are afraid of our greatness. We're afraid of actually showing up fully and what that will mean to the role that we play in our own life and in the lives of others. Do you think sometimes you might be a little afraid of your greatness?
Definitely. I mean, that's... it feels like stepping up to a new level. Like when Sabrina, which what you just shared, I feel like giving myself permission to take the observer role and understanding that that itself is very powerful, that's something I've been doing for a while. But this kind of feels like also recognizing that with willingness and the capacity to surrender that I've cultivated and also been graced with, that I can also be a vehicle for transmission. And if I'm willing for that to be a more powerful energy than what I've been willing to be present for in the past, then it will happen that way. And that's exactly what you're saying, Christine. It's like, oh, that feels big.
Yeah.
And
it is big.
I know the power of these. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know the power of these energies in my own experience. Maybe that's part of it, too, is that I'm learning how to be more balanced, but... there have been times it's getting less and less so, but there are times when I'll receive a lot of energies and then I feel kind of hung over for a few days.
Right. Well, join the club because, you know, those of us who have been working in the healing realm and feeling very balanced, you know, mostly for a long time are feeling the energetic shifts as well. And it's getting us a little off kilter. So you're in good company.
Yes, definitely.
That's just the nature of these times, Ben.
It is.
It is. That's, it is indeed. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I just see good things for you, though, Lauren. I'm excited for you. You get to just play and explore and have fun and see where it takes you.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's wonderful.
That's great. Well,
thank you for the reflection.
And thank you for sharing your story and yes. being brave enough to admit to yourself that this is something that you want to do. We're going to head into break now. When we come back, we're going to do our Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the Week. Stay tuned.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I just want to say thank you again to Lauren from Seattle for calling in and sharing. It's not easy to put yourself out there and express some of your vulnerability, and you did so. And I'm very excited for you, Lauren. I think that you're going to have an amazing, fun, playful time ahead of you, finding your own power, as we're all doing right now in the world. It seems like we're finding the courage to be ourselves and to step more fully into the person that we're meant to be.
Yeah, and you know, Lauren was talking about the energy shifting and, you know, these energetic surges and stuff. And, you know, I've definitely been aware of that. And I think that those surges actually tend to create turmoil within people's lives. And on a planetary basis, it can create a little chaos here and there, and sometimes some bigger chaos. And really, that turmoil, that chaos, that unsettled feeling is really an opportunity to say, okay, what's important to me? Who am I truly? And how do I express that self, myself, and express that power and authenticity fully in my life?
Yes, whenever we have those opportunities, when something rises to the surface, it's just an indication that it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to move more forward and not be held back by any binds or restrictions that are usually typically self-imposed. And that leads us to this week's Authenticity Rising Dare of the Week.
Yeah.
So we'd like to dare our listeners to step more fully into your power. And you can do that through some baby steps. We're not asking you to go quit your job and leave a relationship or do anything very drastic. But just identify something in your life that you perhaps have been a little bit hesitant in exploring. Maybe there's some fear around not having enough time, not having the right qualifications, wondering what everyone else is going to think about you if you do. Mm-hmm. You know, so identify something that you have not stepped fully into for some type of fear, whatever that is. And then look at the fear and the information that comes up around that. And I dare you to go in and to explore, find out something more, do some research, sign up for a class, but take an action step in moving forward into manifesting that person that you are intended to be.
Yeah. And I think that we were talking before about being afraid of our greatness. Some of you may actually find that occasionally you might fantasize about something where you're seeing yourself maybe up on stage teaching something or writing a book or playing, having a job where you're doing something, but you just feel like you don't have the confidence to do that sort of thing. If you go there in your fantasies, it means that there's a part of you that really, really wants to show up and do that. So explore that.
Yes, exactly. That reminds me of, having that secret desire to be a stand-up comedian, to be on stage and do stand-up right. comedy. And then the opportunity arose for me to take a workshop and actually create that dream. And I'm glad that I didn't try to just step on stage and do it. I prepared.
Right. Yeah. And that's great because you're so right, Sabrina, that we do need to take action items. I mean, action, for the items that we want to manifest. But sometimes it's really more about the action we have to take is really about eliminating the obstacles.
Well, yeah, it's really about aligning and releasing the resistance that's keeping it from coming to us, because it can come easily. And we can, of course, I believe we could download all the knowledge that we need on this particular subject if we had that inclination to do so.
Right.
I haven't quite gotten to that level yet, but that could be what the swaying, the spinning going on inside me is about. I don't know.
It could be by next week we're going to have to, tie rope around your ankles to keep you on the earth,
Well, I'm glad that you're going to be here so you can help me with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just need to make sure that it's tethered well. So, don't fly up too high above the trees there.
Yeah, these Colorado winds can get pretty strong. So I could be gone in no time.
Oh, yeah.
Might be to Washington before I know it.
Well, it'd be really convenient if we didn't actually have to go to the airport and, go
security?
Through security.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually old enough to remember the days when we didn't have security. That's how old
really?
I am. Yeah. Oh, shut up.
I remember not having to walk through at least a metal detector.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was through the naivete of my childhood eyes. But I have this vague recollection of a time when we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you just went through this little archway. It was just kind of fun.
Well, it's funny because now I travel enough now that, it's just second nature. I know at what stage of the line I start taking my shoes off and when I start getting my computer out and my little bag of toiletries. But for some people, that whole process is so overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Sometimes life can be overwhelming with the things that are placed in front of us. And that's, again, us. You can tell I don't enjoy the new rules and regulations around that. And we could have a whole show around that. But that's not what this is about. But the thing is I can be in line. And as long as I'm not letting all these things get to me, it goes really smoothly. And the ones that are irritated, they're the ones that get pulled aside. They're the ones whose bags get checked, all that. Right. And it's just a part of the, you know, where we're at in life.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes things that will seem a little annoying or whatever can occur when we're in that good vibration. And, you know, there have been times when in situations where it's like, oh, well, this person really needed some of the my energy. You know, they needed to interact with somebody who wasn't going to push back, who mm-hmm. wasn't, you know, going to be difficult. So sometimes, you know, even if it's not something that I think that there are two aspects of manifesting. One is creating the vibration to attract what it is we want to attract, but we also play the role in other people's manifestation. And it's like the universe orchestrates this entire dance, this symphony of all these different people, you know, coming together and helping each other manifest different things.
Right. And I've had many more experiences of good, positive, fun, uplifting interactions than those, you know, ones that are less desirable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the ones that aren't so desirable, when you manifest them, then you realize, oh, there's some good information here.
That's right. About.
Because as you and I keep saying, it's all information.
It is, indeed.
So you and I have a book proposal deadline this week. We're going to step into our power, aren't we?
We are. I think that's something that is a long time in coming, but yet it's actually at the perfect time.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things my inner bully can criticize, that I haven't already written the book. You know, and now I know, as I'm putting this together and the clarity that's coming through, it's like, I couldn't write this before because it wasn't complete. It wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Right. And, you know, I think that I'm always amazed at the 20-somethings who can write books, because it seems like you have to have a certain level of maturity, emotional maturity, spiritual maturity, in order to, you know, get sort of the big picture perspective on things. But there are some amazingly advanced souls on the planet who, you know, come in and can do some of these things at a young age. But I, too, am really glad that I've waited until now, because I do have that perspective that I didn't have 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. And well, and I guess if we kept with that mentality, you know, in 5 years, we'd have a different book.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this would just be the first of many, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that became clear to me when I started downloading information that was important and putting some of the pieces together that I already sort of consciously knew needed to be in my book. And I recognized, oh my goodness, you know, there's more to flow, and I can't put it all in one book.
Exactly. That's it. It's a stepping stone, as with anything in life. And so that's it. Just use those little stepping stones that are placed in front of us and continue on as we continue to find our own power.
Yeah. And it feels really, really good to take those small steps, because you recognize that you're honoring that authentic part of yourself when you're doing that.
Exactly. And nothing is more important. I have to tell you that Tabitha had my youngest daughter in her composition. The very last statement that she wrote, or sentence, was, "As long as you're yourself, you can have anything you want."
Love it. Love it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, and visit our website, AuthenticityRising.com, and check us out on Facebook, Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.